This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh School District is considering a new bank. The district is now making a formal request for proposals. School board member Stephanie Carlin asked for the review after a new black administrator for the district, Dr. Coleman, was unable to cash his paycheck at a bank despite having proper identification. Banks who want to handle the district's $200 million plus can submit their proposals between now and January the 12th. The school district also announcing this morning that they're selling Washington School. Washington School will close at the end of the school year, replaced by Menominee School. We now know the plans for two downtown Oshkosh hotels, the Best Western Waterfront Hotel, plans to close for a couple of months starting in late January and reopen again in March as a Marriott brand. The former Northwestern building, bought by T.J. Rogers, will feature retail on its first floor and hotel rooms on the second floor. Rogers bought the Northwestern building 2 years ago for a reported $2 million. Nobody turned out Tuesday night for the Oshkosh Common Council hearing on its proposed 2024 budget. The budget is expected to be passed by the council next week. Property taxes are expected to go up about 4%. Page 2, UW-Oshkosh remains the third largest school in the UW system. UWO officially has 13,778 students, trailing only UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee. Overall, the 13 state universities saw their first enrollment increase this fall since 2014. UW-Oshkosh employees who are laid off will have a chance to learn about new opportunities on Monday. The Fox Valley Workforce Development Board is holding a private job fair for those impacted. A total of 140 university employees are being laid off in January. The Oshkosh Public Library has decided on three finalists for their director's job. Two are local, a third is from out of state. Final interviews will take place later this month. You may have noticed that Oshkosh bridges are lit teal blue, raising awareness for Alzheimer's, its victims, and families like mine affected by the disease. November is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herd will open up their sixth G League season on the road tomorrow night. They're in Cleveland taking on the Charge. And UW Titans are having their final football game of the regular season on Saturday. The Titans host UW River Falls. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. Have a great weekend. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.